I was born with the taste of my mother's blood in my mouth. The poison her body manufactured during her pregnancy naturally saturated my tiny being. I shared in her feelings. As her body mutated into the outward expression of her worst fears, hatreds, and most pathological needs, needs that inevitably layered the chiseled contours of her flawless media star physique with slabs of fat and grease. So my own body, a parasitic tumor wrapped like a closing fist around her soul, grew in direct relation to the advancing malignancy of her disease, safe and feeding in the gentle folds of my mother's rotting core. Enclosed in the soft bone of my skull, my brain was an expanding, incandescent orb that filtered a dim, amber light out from behind my eyelids and showed my clutching paws before me, suspended in thick, amniotic liquid. I explored the darkness of my crimson world, caressing the sensitive, fibrous walls of my mother's womb with my whiskers and hairless tail. Beneath the water, I heard the lush, multi-layered tones of her voice, serenading me and drugging me, infecting my blood with her identity. My heartbeat mimicked the beat of her song, echoing against the protective walls of her womb. My body fit perfectly inside the body of my mother, my flesh the organic, surrogate expression of the cancer hiding in the meaning of her song. As I fought my way free from the blackness inside her, I opened up a gushing sea of red with my razor teeth and claws. The sweet taste of oxygen mixed in my mouth with sticky pink jellies that tasted like cigarettes and cognac and cocaine and the salty sperm of the dark-eyed and muscular young men my mother continued to feed upon up to the day of my birth, nourishing her metastasizing greed, self-hatred, and me. When the latexed hands of the midwives reached in for my head to pull me free, I snapped at them, and I managed to slice through the rubber and into the meat of a thumb. They released me, and as I tried to scratch my way backwards into her hole, I screamed my first scream, a shrill siren of pure animal hatred and defiance. Then, the forceps were cold and brutal as they clamped my skull, and I was pulled out into the searing blue-white light of the film set. High-intensity spotlights, chromium reflecting sheets, and both video and film cameras encircled us. My mother lay splayed theatrically on the white slab. Her eyes rolled aimlessly in her head, glazed with the religious ecstasy of her martyrdom. The marbleized reds and purples that pumped from between her legs were a radiant offering in which the midwives anointed themselves up to their elbows. They smeared their crisp white frocks with her sacred insides, like Dionysian priestesses reveling in an orgy of slaughter. I heard my mother howling beautifully, transported by the transcendent pleasure of release and the thrill of performing for the cameras. The surrounding crowd of managers, fashionable hangers-on, video professionals, and a cluster of oiled and shirtless young men looked on in silent rapture. rising up from my mother's exposed insides was a luxurious, opaque, purple vapor that filled the room with the chocolate-flavored musk of feces, decorated with an aftertaste of lavender and jasmine. Everywhere around us, video monitors showed close-ups of the wiry, glistening gray hair and the wrinkled pink skin of my face caught in the polished steel forceps. I raked the air with my jagged yellow teeth as I squirmed. Then I was passed from midwife to midwife, held up for everyone to see. Their long painted nails combed through the hair on my stomach, subduing me with affection. A few cameras panned back and up for long shots from above, showing the foreshortened midwives standing knee-deep in a thick cushion of dry ice vapors lit from underneath, holding me up ceremoniously over the belly of my writhing mother.